Hello and welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Ben. You are listening to Blizzquake, our weekly show. This season of Blizzquake, we have been doing this thing where we bring in a guest every single week, and they are the ones primarily in charge of picking all the music. So again, if you hate them, then you hate their music, and if you hate their music, you hate them, and I'm somehow separate from all of that. So we have this week a very special guest, which is in fact three different guests. Some of them are longtime returners, so we have Amy, come say hi.
Hello, thanks for having me.
We have Sarah.
Hello, happy to be back.
And we have Connor.
Hello, I'm coming here from the West Coast, so I'm very excited to be here.
And very jet-lagged to be here.
Very jet-lagged.
So a lot of the music that you're hearing today, the way that we did this, just for a little context for the show, is we sat in a room right before this, and whoever could yell the loudest and the fastest got a song in. So the order is entirely contingent on how annoying one of our guests was in that moment. And that is how we got it in. So
there might be some vibe whiplash. We'll see.
Yeah, so I think it is, in fact, going to be... I don't know most of the songs, I don't think. And I think each of you only knows a third of them at most. So, yeah, so that first one was Mr. Wives. It was called Our Own House, and Amy and I were going to play that the last time she was on the show. This next one is, I think, also an Amy contribution. So we'll leave it with that, and we'll come back to you in a little bit.
Right through me.
All right, so you have just heard a few songs by us. What we got? We had Hippocampus, Ride or Die. We had Small Pools, American Dream. Both of those were Amy choices. And we were hoping to come to you, the audience, our loyal listeners, for some advice about what should our friend Connor do, because he is only here for a limited period of time. And he did have a lot of time in Boston where he could have picked one of these things and done it, but we're just trying to talk Boston bucket list ideas.
I did very few things in Boston during my time here, so I need help.
So he needs help. Sarah, do you have any ideas for Connor while he's here?
Well, I mean, something we could do together that I've never done. It's not Boston exactly, but I'm going broader Massachusetts. I've never been to the Lizzie Borden House in Fall River.
What is that?
So Lizzie Borden was a woman in the 1890s, I don't remember all my dates, anyway, who was accused of axe murdering her parents.
Did she do it?
I don't know. The jury's still out on this one. She was acquitted, and these days, a lot more people are thinking she was innocent, despite the...
What's in favor of it? Like, what's the argument that she did, and what's the argument that she didn't?
I think she was just, like, around and also, like, stood to inherit, right? You know, her parents, right? But... I don't know. Being a woman in the 1890s, maybe she was the easy scapegoat. I haven't read a whole lot of the newer stuff on why she's probably innocent. But anyway, Fall River, a little bit outside of Boston, but for a Halloween mood, we could go to an axe murder house.
Okay. Can you go in? Is it open?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah, tours and stuff.
So it's not like somebody just lives there?
No. As far as I know, unless things have changed.
Well, yeah, okay. Amy, what's yours?
Something that's on my greater Boston bucket list is the De Cordova Sculpture Garden. I've never been, but I do love a good sculpture garden. There's one in New Jersey, which is very fun, has life-size sculptures, statues, probably better weather for the spring, more of a spring activity.
Sounds muddy.
And especially since it's been raining the last several days, but maybe on your next visit.
All right, Connor, do you have any of your own ideas that you want to do?
I think I need more help. The one thing I realized, I don't think I have actually been to the Boston Public Market, which, I don't know. It's possible that I have been and I've forgotten, but it's something I'd like to go to. We'll see if I make it.
All right, you are welcome to call or text us or message us on the DJ chat on WMFO.org, preferably that one, if you have anything that you think that somebody who is in Boston for under 3 days should do. My vote is the Maparium, but I always vote the Maparium. So, yeah, with that, we will be patiently awaiting your messages. All right, welcome back. So one thing that we've been looking for in our studio here is a new show to watch. And one thing that we all used to do pretty frequently was watch The Bachelor, which is a love story about one guy and like 90 women, and everyone hates each other and the whole thing is ridiculous. And we kind of fell off with that. But Amy said that she's been watching a show called The Golden Bachelor, which is... Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So it's the same premise. One guy, 20 women, except they're all over the age of, like, 60. I think the lead guy, his name is Gary, spelled G-E-R-R-Y, but pronounced Gary. And he's in his early 70s. He's from Indiana. He's very sweet. And he has all these women. They have children and grandchildren, and they're gonna go visit the women's hometown
next week.
Is that next?
Okay.
Yeah, one of which being New Jersey, which is my home state. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And you know, it's really nice seeing these women. They're so hopeful and, you know, excited for like the second chapter of their lives. And there's surprisingly less drama in this edition because they're all
not at all
like,
surprising. They don't have
mature.
Time. They don't have time to be like, oh, but I saw him DM her. Like, they don't have time for that.
And instead of flag football or tackle football, which is what they make the regular contestants do, they made them all play pickleball because you can't have 65-year-olds playing contact sports. But the women were all really into it. I think that's the, like, retiree sport of choice.
I think it's also the millennial sport of choice.
It's also my sport of choice at the moment. I love pickleball.
Wait, say that one more time louder.
It's also my sport of choice at the moment. I really love pickleball. I just learned it a couple of weeks ago, and it is so much fun.
I don't understand what the kitchen is. I don't know.
And I'm not going to explain it to you live on the radio.
Can you explain it to me after?
Yes.
I will take that conversation offline.
You'll have to teach us all. I really want to learn, too.
All right.
Happy to.
So, Connor, this next song is a you pick. I think you might have even been involved with making it, or no?
I was actually not involved with making this, but this is a big shout out to one of my housemates back in California, where I came from. His name is Arjun Hausner. He's on Spotify. This song is called "Endless Summer" by him. I just wanted to send a little love his way because I genuinely love his music.
All right, we're getting pretty free form out here, so here it goes.
Where I'm from, we got this river. I used to know which way it flowed and where it shimmered. Oh, 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 the world gets bigger. When I moved away from home, I start to shiver. Oh, 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 but when the sun shines, I got lazy living on my mind when the sun shines. And when it's summer, I don't wanna be found, I'm hiding outside. When the sun comes, let me out. I don't wanna see a cloud in my town. I'll be laying on a rock just like a lizard. I'll be back when the moon comes. I'll be sitting round the fire, sing songs with dinner. I can do this till I'm young. Then I'll go back inside and work all of winter. You could join me on this rock. It sure is big enough for two, but not much bigger. Oh, 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 I'll tell you what. Sometimes my life around you feels like endless shimmer. Oh, 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 but when the sun shines, I know that I got you by my side. When the sun shines, you are the summer. You're You warm me up and hold me close, you're such a lover. When the sun comes, let's get out. I don't wanna see a cloud in our town. You can find us by the river. We'll be laying on a rock just like a lizard. We'll be back when the moon comes. We can sit around the fire, sing songs with dinner. We'll be doing this till we're young. Then we'll go back inside and work all of winter. When the sun comes, let's get out. I don't wanna see a cloud in our town. You can find us by the river. We'll be laying on a rock just like a lizard. We'll be back when the moon comes. We can sit around the fire, sing songs with dinner. Can we do this till we're young? Then we'll go back inside, work all of winter.
Losing you. Ooh.
So, unexpected surprise about that song was that we heard our very own Mr. Connor's voice in it. I don't know if you could pick it out. He and his brothers all sound exactly the same to me. So
more or less.
If you heard two, one time when I was networking for a job, I got Connor's brother's phone number because he was doing something I was interested in hearing more about, and I get on the phone and I had only known Connor since freshman year of college, and I thought I was calling his brother, and I get on the phone, it is simply just Connor's voice, but in like a slightly different form. And I was just, I kept being like, whoa, sorry, you guys sound exactly the same.
We are very, very similar.
And it's
not even. We are very, very similar.
It's that, it's how you talk, it's what you talk about. The whole thing was crazy. Anyway, so you probably heard Connor twice in that song.
I would like to add that they look alike, too. We have pictures from early, early freshman year of the top of Connor's face in the dining hall, and then the bottom half is someone holding up a phone with his brother's beard. It could be the same person.
Yeah, the genetics is crazy. Anyway, so what we were talking about while the songs were going on, other than how crazy it is that Connor's brothers all sound the same, is that we were... As Halloween was going around, we felt like we were lacking in animals. Amy dressed as a cat, and that reminded us of our dear sweet cat that we once lived with, and how much we want to see him again, and we don't know if we ever will. But more importantly, and much more relatedly, what would we name a cat if we got one?
I think it really depends on the vibe, right? Like, it's going to be a different name for a black cat versus an orange cat. What would you name that orange cat you saw on the street the other day?
Oh my god, I saw the best cat in the whole world. I realize that this is an auditory medium instead of a visual one, but the photo that I took of him, if it looked like I had photoshopped it and like flipped and mirrored his face, like the two halves of his face, he was the most symmetrical thing I've ever seen in my whole life. He was such a sweet cat.
He's a sweet boy. There are lots of friendly street cats around here. Well, lots being two that I know of, but there's a cute black and white one nearby that I like to pet.
How do you know if it's going to be a friendly cat for you, you know?
Yeah, that's the question, is like, how do you approach a street cat? Like, from the lens of, am I going to get rabies? Is it going to bite me? Or like, do you take the Ben approach and just like immediately scoop it up without letting it sniff you or check you out first? Like, what's the best strategy?
Absolutely, the approach is, A, does it look clean? Then you're fine.
For
also,
sure.
Then you kneel down and you put your hand out to it, and if it doesn't come to you, then you leave it be. I don't think this is Ben's approach, but
no,
this is my approach.
That cat I did. That cat I went, you know, like the cat noise, and it went right over to me, and I was like, okay, he definitely is cool, but I don't know. I've never seen him since, and I've gone back a couple times, which he definitely didn't. So he didn't have a collar, but he definitely was well cared for.
Yeah. No, he looked like a house cat that just like sometimes goes outside. I missed the first meeting. So when I was taken back to this cat, Ben's like, no, he's friendly, and picks the cat up right off the street. And I was like, you're going to die one of these. Just because Jaguar let you do that, our previous dearly departed cat, who we love very much.
Mm-hmm. He's very much still alive.
No, departed from our home.
Departed from our home.
It did sound like he had died.
He is not technically departed. As of 2 weeks ago, he has not departed from this plane of existence.
From this mortal coil.
Yeah. The other question is, so I don't know if you guys have seen all these videos that make their rounds on the internet, but where someone will just be walking in here like a meow, like a little meow, and then like it's a baby kitten or something that they got to like, they're like, great, I found it and now it's mine. And that's the way that I'm hoping a cat comes back into my life. And I have been looking, but I have not been successful yet. Where do we think I would stumble upon a cat most in Boston? How could I do it?
Go to an animal shelter?
No, it's not like that. Like, it has to be a street cat. I want like a ragtag team. Like, I want to find one, bring
just,
into my life.
Just follow the rats in Somerville.
Then I've never had a cat that I think could actually fight one of the Somerville rats. I think you would need like a large cat. Like, it's a feline.
Certainly not the cat you lived with.
No, he was blind.
And we'd hold them up to bugs, because in theory they catch bugs, and we'd hold them up and say, "Jaguar, get it right in front of a spider." And
oh, sorry.
We're done talking about Jaguar too much. We can talk about Jaguar for hours.
And you know what, with that, I will put on something else. All right. Enjoy this next song. It is from The Dip.
Wish I could save you. Seems like it shouldn't be so hard. Wish I could replace you. Maybe we could leave it all behind. Oh, I wouldn't mind. State line is 100 miles away. I never felt so distant before. Whoa. State line is 100 miles away. Let me introduce you to all of the ways I can let you down. Let me seduce you. Maybe we can get this. This life of mine, got it all to myself. I'm grand, I'm fine, I don't need any help. Crisp air, sunshine, fresh and powdery slopes. Make my own tracks in the unblemished snow. Baby, with you riding by my side, I see it gleaming through your eyes. Colors dancing instead of black and white. It's like our world has come alive. This track's a trip, this adventure called life. But with you clipped to my rope, I'll survive. Cause if I slip, you'll be there to laugh and pick me up when I fall on my ass. Baby, for you, I saw black and white. Now I'm with you, it's like day and night. Seeing color dancing through your eyes, it's like our world has come alive. I know I don't need your love, but it makes everything shine like a diamond. I was in a grayscale world, now I see you so bright and vibrant. I know you don't need my love, but I hope it makes you shine like a diamond. You let them dazzle by, and it's like I'm waking up for the first time. Baby, for you, I saw black and white. Now I'm with you, it's like day and night. Seeing color dancing through your eyes, it's like our world has come alive.
Speaking of shows, as we were earlier, here's a new fun one for anyone who's looking for something mindless. Ben's and my new roommate, as longtime listeners of the show will know that Ben and I are roommates. It's part of the lore. Our new roommate, Frankie, who is not really new, she and Ben went to high school together, introduced us to this wonderful British TV show from the early 2000s. It's called Come Dine With Me. And the premise is that there are these four people. They've never met each other.
Complete strangers. Complete
strangers. We cannot emphasize this enough. Four nights in a row, each one of them has to prepare a dinner party and like throw a dinner party for the other three. And then the other three will like rate them from 1 to 10. And then at the end, the winner gets like £1,000 or something. I don't know. It's the early 2000s. Anyway, they hate each other for no reason.
They have no reason to not like it. Like, they should. Like, if you're going to see someone for four nights in a row, you're going to try to be pleasant.
And like, if you've never met them, I'd try to be so polite.
So polite.
I'd be so anxious. I'd worry. Like, they despise each other. They get to look through each other's houses. They go in each other's bedrooms.
Oh my God, they do go in each other's bedrooms.
Yeah, there's like whole segments while like the one who's hosting the dinner party is cooking and the other ones are like, he has a lot of dolls. This is really creepy. And it was. It was creepy.
It was creepy.
Yeah.
They also hate each other long before, like, they're predisposed to hate each other before they've even met. Or before they've even tasted the other person's food. Like, there'll be clips where they get the menu and they're like, chicken, that's often flavorless. And it's like, you haven't had it. You don't know. You don't know if it will be.
Yeah, it's like some of these people are really, really trying their best. And everyone's like, But then sometimes they get points just for being, like, cool.
Yeah, if they cook a good time.
A terrible dinner and they'll get, like, an 8 because, I don't know, he's a nice guy.
There's also, like, they're in these tiny little British kitchens, so they're preparing food, and it's, like the plates are on the floor as they're, like, walking around, like, stepping over things, trying to make it all happen. It's so good.
And some people really put a lot of effort into it. The episode we watched together, one woman made paella, and another woman made, like, a whole Moroccan-themed dish. There was a tagine, special Moroccan cookies. And then one guy, for his appetizer, made tuna bean salad, which is a can of tuna, a can of beans, and one chopped raw onion mixed together. So it really spans the whole spectrum of cooking skills and abilities.
Oh, my God. And that was the same guy with Hot Banana. Mm-hmm. Sarah, can you describe Hot Banana?
First of all, it wasn't hot. It was supposed to be hot. But basically, the man sliced this banana the long way and put both halves next to each other.
Hot dog style.
Hot dog style, you're right. And then he added canned oranges, not fresh, canned oranges.
Tinned
oranges. And sprinkled some cinnamon and sugar around it. And then topped it off with squirty cream, which for you Americans out there is whipped cream. And then he served it to everyone. And as I'm sure you can guess, it did not go over well. But he said
they hated it
and roasted it as they should. It wasn't food. It wasn't food. It was supposed to be hot, and he said he didn't want to do that.
It was too risky.
Too risky. And he said he was going for flavor, not panache.
Not panache.
So I don't know if he achieved that, but it was truly a masterpiece of some kind.
It is. It's on Amazon. It is simply one of the best shows in the whole world. Every single person looks the same in all the episodes. I was trying to find Hot Banana, and I accidentally played like three other episodes with a similar looking guy before I landed on the correct one. It's immaculate.
Variations,
it's perfect.
On the same type of person.
Yeah, and they're all just so British. So Connor, as we have to do, we have to read a PSA. Would you please prove to everyone that you know how to read the PSA?
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I was 24 years old when I met the woman I would call my. Two grandkids now growing old in the house that your brother bought you. On the summer day when I proposed, I made that wedding ring dentist cold. And I asked her father, but her daddy said, no, you can't marry my daughter. She and I went on the run, don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford. Nancy Mulligan. I was William Shearer, and she took my name, and then we were one down by the Wexford border. Hey. Well, I met her at Guy's in the Second World War, and she was working on a soldier's ward. Never had I seen such beauty before the moment that I saw her. Nancy was my yellow rose, and we got married wearing borrowed clothes. We got 8 children now growing old, 5 sons and 3 daughters. She and I went on the run, don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan, I was William Shearer. She took my name, and then we were one down by the Wexford border. And her jet black hair was 60 years I've been loving her. Now we're sat by the fire in our old armchairs. You know, Nancy, I adore ya. From a farm boy born near Belfast town, I never worry about the king and crown, cause I found my heart up on the southern ground. There's no difference, I assure ya. She and I went on the run, don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan,
and then we were one down by the Wexford border. J-Lo. Ya tú sabes, no hay más nada.
It's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
All right, thank you so much for listening to Blizzquake every single Monday at 8 to 9 p.m. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I always have to read it off the sign because somehow, after all of these years, I do not remember it. So I would like to say thank you to our three special guest. We had Sarah, Amy, and Connor. Hopefully you like the music taste. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and we are going to end on, I think it's a Connor pick, and hopefully you like it. And I will see you next week with some amount of guests between 0 and 4.
Okay. There's so much